This show rocks. Start a show, you gotta start with Sonics, wouldn't you think?
Yep.
Alright, welcome to This Show Rocks. This show totally rocks. My name is Derek, and this week I am joined by none other than
Luke.
I always like to do that to DJs just to get him on the back foot, you know. Luke, and can you give us a bit of your CV?
No.
Luke runs the Retro Revival Club and the Big Itch. Bit of a man about town. And you've got a gig coming up this weekend.
We've got the Big Itch launch, which is the September Girls, the Number Ones, and the Folk Kings.
I'd say that's going to be great. We'll talk more about that in a minute, but we're going to play your first tune. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, it's Manor Astro Man, and it's Annie Madamran, and it's off the latest album, DEFCON 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right, let's do it.
Thank you. will not heal the molars. Oh! 5 times a day he drops me off the wailing floor. I sold my sacred cow, swearing on the whole. I told it to the priest, he's no help at all. Yeah! Cast your spell, half a glance, a heathen don't stand a chance. Ramadan romance, a Ramadan romance.
Used to be popular on No Disco.
Just for keeping it all real, that was called Ramadan Dance.
Oh, was it? Sorry.
You got to put your glasses
with me. I can't see.
We're a couple young fellas. No. The computer was just very far away. And you were saying you actually traveled to see them, yeah?
Yeah, I was over in Munich last year to see them. They're phenomenal live. They're well worth traveling to see.
And they're contemporary.
Yep.
Yeah, it's great to hear a band doing proper old school garage. The sound, like, if you told me they were from 67, I would have said, yeah, they're great.
Well, they're not. They're actually in Japan at the moment. They're on tour in Japan.
Deadly. I'd say they're having the crack.
Big time.
But speaking of great, great live bands, Billy Childish, I'd say you'd be a fan.
Unfortunately, I am. I'm a big collecting saying. All the good. I don't know how many releases by him.
Did you see him with the what was it, something of the British Empire there in Whelan's a couple of years ago?
I was at it. I'm not a huge fan of the musicians of the British Empire, to be honest.
Yeah.
The first album was good.
You could tell if the songs were a bit better, it would have been great.
Yep. the album that he's recorded, he's after recording a new album with the CTMF, and it's actually really good. He's back on form.
Ah, very good. Well, I think it's safe enough to say he was on form here. This is Billy Childish and his famous head coat with My Girl Does Kung Fu.
Chop the man down with the edge of kung fu. Not good for you. Girl attack. Ribcage crack. That girl does kung fu. She's 17 and only 5'2". A man till he's black and blue. My girl's such a sassy little chick. My girl, she kicked from the hip. Kung fu, not good for you. Girl attack, ribcage crack.
A bit of the Oblivions. That's the kind you should bring over Jack Oblivion.
No.
You should. I just saw that he played the Crowbar there, and that's about the same size venue that you'd be playing.
I don't know.
On the spot. No, the Oblivions. I'd say
I actually don't know much about the Oblivions. No, to be honest, I don't.
I would have thought they would have been your thing.
Very kind of stripped down. Over. I know Sean's been raving about the new album. That's Sean from the Number Ones, but yeah, no, sort of in a band that have passed me over that I don't really listen to.
I'll check them out. Yeah, you should check them out. They're your type of thing. Three piece, two guitars, no bass. Very kind of primal, Mummies esque type of thing.
Well, follow on with the Mummies.
Will we follow on with the Mummies yet?
Yeah.
All right. which one's this?
Just One More Dance.
Find a new place to dwell.
Dwell.
Yeah.
bit of Untamed Youth featuring Deke Dickerson. Can you tell us? I was fairly fascinated by what you were just saying about the whole frat rock and all that.
That track is completely different than what the Untamed Youth would usually sound like, because they are a lot more frat rock and surfy. But that is probably the most.
But frat rock being something different than like I was saying to you, frat to me means like frat metal, like Tool and.
Oh Jesus! Kind of, no, 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 no! Definitely not. We're talking about 60s frat rock.
Frat rock.
Yeah.
Is that a term?
Yeah.
It's a term that's new to me.
Justin. Oh, that sort of stuff, and Latin Loopy and Woolly Bully and that sort of stuff. It's not Tool. I don't even know what Tool is. I know it's Tool's a hammer or something.
It's a new metal band.
Oh yeah, I don't know what
frat rock in America is. New metal.
No, it's certainly not that.
Certainly, yeah, I would agree there. But anyways, I want to play a band that I know you brought Graham Day over.
I did. I brought him 5 times now at this stage. I think he's played Dublin more than any city in Europe during our short period of being together.
And who was in the band? Who was the? I'm trying to remember what the band was. Was it the It wasn't the Jailers.
I had the Jailers, which is basically half of the Woggles, half the Dagger Men, and half of the Prisoners. That's the Jailers.
That's the Jailers.
But now they're the. I'm not a mathematician. Order. Now they're the Fourth Orders, which is basically a tribute band to the Prisoners and Graham Day's songs and whatever. But this is a great song.
This is a great song. It's a great album. Both Solar Flowers albums are amazing.
Well, this is very like, I think it's very like The Who, the early Who, if you're into The Who.
Who's not into The Who?
Me.
Down.
All right, that was a bit of Raining Sound. That was for you. That was Greg Cartwright out of the Oblivions with his full band. I am going to win you over. I'm going to win you over to listening to something that's produced in the last 20 years.
You probably will. This is a song for me.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, tell us more. Tell us what you're going to play next.
This is Omo the Hobo, who was a traveling troubadour in America. And he basically, all his songs sounded the same, and he recorded over 150 of them.
Well, that makes it handy that they all sound the same.
They actually do. Every song sounds the same.
Is it a good song?
Yeah.
We'll be the judge of that. What's this called?
I don't have my glasses on. So
I don't drink to get drunk. I don't drink to get drunk. I just like to drink.
I'm not a drunkard, like you might think. I don't drink to get drunk. I just like to drink. I don't drink to get drunk. Just like to taste the stuff. One bartender, not enough. Keep my glass filled up. My friend pass on around the bar, and I'm still drinking fast. To lose the blues, the hiccups, to forget about the past. Take a Leon. I don't deny that I drink. I'm not a hypocrite. I'll admit I'm drunk enough, sing a battleship. But I'm so blue if I don't drink. Got troubles on my mind. I drink them down, but they won't drown, so I drink all the time. I'm not a drunkard, like you might think. I don't drink to get drunk. I just like to drink. When I drink, I sit and think of getting rich some way, of making money faster than working by the day. But I come up with nothing that I care to advertise. But while I think and I drink, I'm getting exercise. Take a Leon. When I drink in the bar, the time goes by so fast. The 40th drink I've had by 12, I swear I'll be the last. Someone says, have one more, can't turn down friends of mine. First thing I know, it's time to go, it's bar closing time. I'm not a drunkard, like you might think. I don't drink to get drunk, I just like to drink.
Basically contains members of the Mums.
Very good. I am going to play Before I play anything else, I am going to remind the listeners that this is This Show Rocks. This is Radioactive International. My name is Derek, and I'm joined by Luke here from The Big Itch and the Retro Revival Club. And why did we pick this weekend, or this week to do this?
It's because the EP is coming out, The Big Itch EP, which I'm pretty proud of.
Very good. It sounds very good. I listened to it tonight on SoundCloud, and it's great.
Two tracks from the number ones, one from the September Girls and one from the Folk Kings.
You can't beat that. I do actually have a number ones tune to play just to get everyone in the mood. This is off the 90s Italia, the demo tape they put out first.
And they've re-recorded from the Big Itch EP.
They have, and it's like night and day. It sounds so much better. Like it, but
great bands.
But we're not going to spoil the surprise, so we're going to play something off the 90s Italia. This is the number ones. The reason I selected that is because I saw you ages ago. You stuck something up on Facebook, a Hunks and his Punks video.
Yeah.
So I knew you liked
him. I quite like him. I do.
And you liked that, did you? Because that's off the new album, which is a fairly big departure.
Yeah, it is, but still, it's Scott Shannon and the Clowns. Yeah. It's what I expect with the Bobby Teens.
It's got a bit of welly.
Yeah, I like it. I do like it.
So you're going to play something else that... you're going to play another band this on the EP?
Yeah, it's the September Girls with Hell's Bells, and it's probably my favourite track. I think it was last year, the year before. Yeah, I love it. I love this track. Video is fantastic.
They're a great band.
Yeah.
All right.
And check it out on YouTube, because they've used a lot of Russ Moore's footage on it as well.
I can't beat that. We'll be right back. right. If anyone can guess who that was.
I can.
will we make that the...
Yeah, there's the competition.
There's the competition. If you can name that band, you will win a 7-inch that you can collect at the gig on Saturday.
Yeah, you can collect it at the gig on Saturday, or if you like, you can send me loads of money and I'll send you a free copy.
So email the Facebook This Show Rocks if you know who that last band was. You'd be very surprised. I'll announce it on Saturday before the gig, but while the gig's going, I'd say, or maybe Sunday,
whatever day.
Yeah, I'll announce it at some point. And but if you know who it is, send me an email and tell me, and you will win a 7-inch that you can collect at the gig. But sure,
I'm wearing some on my wrist at the moment. Hint.
Are you? But anyways, like, the reason I know you is because of the Bretta Revival, and I must say, I didn't know there was any kind of garage scene in Dublin up until I discovered the Bretta Revival.
Well, can I just say, first of all, that the Retro Revival Club is an indie club. I've already said.
Yeah.
But the Big Itch Club is the garage club that I've been running for a couple of months now. There's a healthy garage scene in Dublin.
There is.
But like every city, it's a little bit fractured. And that was the whole idea of the Big Itch Club, was to basically have somewhere where all the garage bands could come and where fans of garage music could come and listen to the music, of course.
Yeah. But I didn't know any, like, when I discovered the Retro Revival, before the Big Itch, when I discovered that there was a garage scene and there were garage bands playing an indie club, I discovered the Rebellions and the Urges, and I didn't, like, being in the music scene, I couldn't believe that was going on.
There's the garage scene in Dublin, actually, the whole music scene in Dublin is really, really healthy.
It is.
The amount of garage bands, there's a huge amount of garage bands in Dublin, everything like the Exploding Eyes, the Pulpit, the Surfing Surfers, and hopefully with the EP we have three really good bands, not necessarily garage bands, because I'm sure one or two of them wouldn't like to be described as garage bands, but personally I think they encompass what garage music is all about. And hopefully you enjoy it more than anything else.
Well, I did enjoy these. I'm going to play a couple bands that I would associate with yourself, because it's the first time I heard them, and I thought the gigs are great, and I was just so impressed that I could go to a gig in Dublin, a city I've lived in, for 15 years, and see bands that I never heard of before, and hang out with people that I never didn't recognize. You know, it's great to go to Dublin and go to a gig and not recognize anyone.
Well, hopefully you won't recognize me.
But anyways, I'm going to play
it. Secret agent.
the man behind the scenes. But anyways, I'm playing a bit of the Rebellions. I'm going to play a bit of the Urges, because they are they're the big hitters. This is off their first album. This is I Don't Mind.
Hello.
Ken's a great drummer, isn't he?
Yeah, he's not bad.
Yeah,
I taught him everything he knew.
which brings me next. The only question I have is why do you do it?
Do what? Because I love music. There's literally no other explanation. Yeah. I love music.
Well, that's the only acceptable.
I love live music.
That's great.
And I love the Dublin scene.
Because I can never understand why. Like, I understand why I do it, because I'm in a band and I'm always trying to push my own band, and you know, like I'm trying to get gigs for myself so I can have fun. But like, as a non-musician,
yeah,
it's not about the money.
No, it's certainly not about the money. I suppose it's because I had no talents. more than anything else, I moan about it and so on. But when you see people enjoying what you've done and seeing people enjoying the bands, that's probably makes it worth.
Yeah.
You know, thing. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
You know. That's very good. Know that you've put a decent night on and you see people enjoying themselves.
Yeah, that's always great crack.
Yeah, I enjoy it. And I've met a lot of people, really nice people from doing it.
Yeah.
And a lot of really good bands. Can't even name any of the bands now because I've had too much to drink.
Too much Hackenberg.
I don't know what it is. It's whatever was in the off license.
If it's in a white can, stay away.
This is a treat for me because I don't get out that often because I get locked in a box by my family. And
don't we all? But anyways, we'll go back to the music, will we?
Yep.
While we're still young.
This is, from what I can make out, this is Chubby Checker and Karate Monkey, and this goes out to James from Slim Jim, because I know he won a karate award.
There you go.
Canary chirp chirp. 100-pound pink canary. Holy mackerel. He can't fly, but he sure can twist. That bird, Bossa Nova. Crayon's ready now. Color him.
All right, what was that?
That was 500 pound canary. I'm going through a stage of liking titty shakers and stuff like that, and that's probably one of my favourite.
Who doesn't like that? It's all, I say, if you know that there's a type of music called titty shakers, you go, no, yeah, fair play. And if you don't know there's a kind of music called that,
wait, unfortunately, going, I stumbled across it on the internet one night.
Yeah, don't Google that straight away.
No, say it's one of these old classic 50s tunes, and it's a bit of fun.
Very good. Well, I am going to, we only got a couple tunes left. The next tune is I think it was the first band that Mouthpiece played at the Retro Revival Club with, the Lynn Price Three.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get these back over. They have a new album coming out in January or February, so I'm hoping to get these back over for one of the clubs. I don't know which one.
Oh, should be good. They're a great live band.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Matching shirts, you can't beat that.
they have matching blazer jackets now this time around. Oh, no.
Jesus.
They've gone up market.
I'll have to take off my slippers and put on something else. But anyways, this is the Lynn Price Three with Girl Like You. Three. This has been This Show Rocks. I've been joined by
Luke.
Luke, who runs the Big Itch Club. And what have you got this weekend?
This Saturday, the 16th, we have the Big Itch launch.
And it's a EP launch with the number ones, September Girls and the Folk Kings playing, yeah?
Yeah, in the Thomas House, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock sharp. You don't want to miss any of it. I say it's going to be a great night.
Hopefully it's going to be absolutely fantastic and a night to remember.
And Thomas House,
I love the Thomas House. I love it as a venue.
It's a great venue, and craft beer on tap.
Yep.
It's the way forward. But I'm going to play one last band. I'm going to play a band that has played Have they played the Big Itch? Are they?
They've played the Big Itch. They've played the Retro. They've played my house. They've played my toilet. They've played everywhere.
They played your toilet?
Yeah. Wait, I'd like them to play my toilet.
I'd say that was
They're
tight.
Just fantastic. Fantastic
they,
band
they
from
are
Northern
fantastic
Ireland.
Band from Northern Ireland. Anyways, until next week, give us a shout, but go to the gig. And if you know that band that we played earlier, give me a shout over there on Facebook. Or I suppose you can go onto Twitter, but I don't really look at it much because it's rubbish.
I use Twitter an awful lot.
Do you?
Yeah. I actually find it really good.
Well, that's where we will agree to disagree.
Okay.
Anyways, this is the Bonnevilles with Army
we'll
of One.
We'll agree that these are really good. It's
we
the
will.
Bonnevilles.
We will. The Bonnevilles. Army of One. See you.